Thank you. Is there more that you would like on that subject? I feel there is little further to explain, but I view from a different perspective.
I think we could publish, if you will, a short statement to those of our immediate circle that will give them comfort.
That would be good. And the dear one requested that later we might reshare the conversation we had regarding what you call prayer and meditation, and how to request the assistance from we of the higher dimensions. We discussed that it was imperative that each individual entity blend the conscious request, meld it, if you will, with the subconscious request, because we function only on the request of the soul energy. You would call that your subconscious mind, which already really knows what the true request is. I will place these things back within her consciousness when she attempts to transcribe these notes. Would you question further?
Yes. Are there any additional actions needed to protect this dwelling from water or wind?
I see you have found the shortcomings of the dwelling. You would want to check your guttering systems and your downspouts. You might wish to put a small indentation a shallow hole, if you will, and line it with what you call cement or concrete or gravel. Gravel would be sufficient. It will not be as beautiful as you would wish at this time, but it would suffice. The water must be diverted from the rear of your dwelling as it comes cascading from your hillside. And a sufficient job of repair has not been fulfilled at this point. But through digging of shallow drainage systems, I believe that with very little effort, you would be able to divert any water of such magnitude as is expected in the near future from your dwelling. Just be cautious and check frequently that which is your under the house area, as the small ones from the fields do dig their tunnels, and some chew the wood. It would be best if you can build a little drainage system, a little without the foundation, a little distance from the foundation. And if you divert the water coming from your downspouts, you should be quite comfortable. As you remain in that dwelling, other ways of conserving your energy and your heat sources will come forth. The problems of severity of climate will not affect you to any great extent this particular winter season. It will be severe and it will be cold, but you are prepared enough for this one. The geophysical changes which will be most noted will be of an upheaval nature, a displacement of other ones. And that is where your preparation should be made, just to receive on a temporary basis. The ones of your inner family circle will not only need a place, they will need a foundation. They will need assistance, as they are young ones and they have stored no reserves. And I do not speak of food, I speak of the wherewithal you call money. You have requested that you have sufficient funding to attend to these needs. And the dear one has released that into our hands. Feel assured that as the time approaches, there will be a place for these little ones, and they will be enfolded within the circle to fulfill their functions, and they will want their own abode, and that will be forthcoming. They will need your help. They will need our help, but each will soon, in your time, come to carry their own load. It would appear from here that you should just continue as you are. Enjoy the lovely things that have been placed within your experience. Our higher ones wish you to have joy and beauty about you without guilt, without the pain of feeling you have more than another. You have deserved of it, and it is with joy we see you enjoy it. And believe me, it will be even better. Does this bring comfort?
Yes, this brings great comfort, and we are grateful for that information. I too join the dear one. Requesting the appropriate funding and releasing it to you.
You are welcome. We acknowledge your appreciation. We have our resources that move up through the higher dimensions, and they respond to your earnest requests.
We have some many questions that can be answered. Straight yes or no, if you wish.
I have a good tongue.
Are we correct in shutting down the turbine for the rest of this month?
Oh, yes. Yes. You have perceived correctly. The turbine, although you have grown to love it dearly, will not function. It is sad because you do have an attachment to it. Do what you need to do to acquire the data and statistics which you require during this interim period of time, and then put it to rest as much as is possible. You know what your needs are on that plane with those ones with whom you participate. But use your intelligence. It has much, much wrong with its working system. It is worn and battered. Do not push beyond that which your inner guidance says do not go beyond. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Next question?
Yes.
If we move the long-term storage materials from our mini-storage to our garage, we will reduce the amount of room available here to bring in others during that period of time that we need to sort and stow it upstairs. Is it better to leave it where it is, or will we have the time and energy to sort and store it?
It is not a matter of time or energy to sort or store. It is simply that you will be more comfortable when you have all of those fragmented things within your own space. Sorting and storing is of no consequence in actuality. And you must not be concerned about shortening your space for what I know you refer to as visitors. That is not their business. Neither is it your requirement to maintain on that level a place. Your home is your home. Others are to be welcomed within it, but you are to live within it. And perhaps in your newness to the project, we have allowed you to overdo in your mind. Your home is not a hotel. It is not a conference center. And you must guard against that occurring. It will be a safe place in the time of upheaval on a very temporary basis. And those who come will need to share as if it were their own place. But that is temporary. It is not good that the consideration for having ones abide with you be retained in your mind. It should not be that way.
New subject?
All right.
Our guide grandfather.
Oh, yes.
Has advised restricting our talk on the telephone, which would indicate to us that our telephone might be tapped. Is that currently the case, or is this a matter of training ourselves?
It is a matter of training yourself at this particular time. The warning signals have been sounded, but the focus has not been placed on this particular area as of yet. There has been much widespread discussion from various scattered ones. But the information which will be placed in your keeping in the future must be protected. And if the habits are formed whereby you speak of these things openly on the electronic equipment, there will come a time when a slip will be made. And that could be very costly in many ways and to many ones. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand and concur.
At this time, you're quite safe. This is early on, as you would say, in the game. And there is much you need to share with others on your electronic equipment who are also growing and living in curiosity. And things can be discussed in a general way. When your lines are tapped, as you say, you will be immediately made aware, and you will quite naturally become extremely cautious.
You've anticipated my next question. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We have inquiries about two or three people. The first one would be Cesar Chavez.
Oh, yes.
Could you tell us about him?
Oh, yes. This one sends chills along the instrument. This energy comes from such a high, high place that even I am awed. I stand in such reverence of that energy which has come as Cesar Chavez. It would be that one in the future will touch you closely. He will come with such gentleness and such love and such caring that your space will be lighted from his presence. He has traveled the road of pain upon your plane. And through his gentleness, he has guided what he calls his people through such suffering and lack of care from one's other. He is a joy. You will be brought together with this one. Follow your instincts, follow your intuition. No, he will be receptive when you have gotten through the barriers. There are those who love him dearly and make every effort to protect him. He is a gentle guide. Heed his words. Another?
Yes. Richard Emerson, who stayed with us for a few days recently.
Yes, we watched. Precious energy, searching, almost finding, almost grasping. He is able to speak the words, and he will come to believe his own words. But at this time, he is still seeking his physical, human attachments. He has had a painful way, a disoriented way. He thinks he knows of the goal for which he strives, but he has not yet found it. And he wishes to be a follower. And that is not fair to the one whom he follows. For that one too is seeking and wishes to follow. He is seeking his way. He will eventually find it. But he must not be allowed to become comfortable, if you will, in the knowingness of another, and that would include the two of you. There will be a time where, in all probability, he will participate. It will be from a separate place, perhaps within this area. But his energies will operate from a different dwelling, if you will. He needs his independence as he is threatened. He is threatened by others being around him and from that input which exudes from them. He is growing, and in his growth, it will all fit into its own tapestry. Do not be concerned about this one. Simply love him and accept him and enjoy him. He will grow into a beautiful, beautiful energy of great contribution to this earth and to the light. As grandfather would say, aho.
His current connected one, Joyce Nash?
Yes. What would you ask?
A discussion of her similar to that of him. And
whether their relatedness is likely to continue. Joyce is of a beautiful, beautiful creation. She has accepted the path of lifting and pulling others along, of being what you might call the foundation from which others function. She has done this for long and in many places. She must be very, very cautious, or she will make the same mistake once more. It is not to say disjoin yourself from that one of which you have grown so fond. if you were speaking with her, but not to form attachments, that in her own fundamental makeup system, she would find it extremely difficult to sever, because it would give her a feeling of being, let us say, locked up. And then her responsibilities to this other one would cause her to act in a different manner than she would were she non-attached, in your legal sense. She has no separation in her legal and her moral obligations. So if she becomes too entwined, there will be no difference in a legal documented attachment and one which has simply grown. And she is in a position where she might be used, and I do not use the term used unkindly. It is not a conscious use of another. It is simply that we seek the strength. We seek to use the strength of others to fill the naked areas in our own beings. And she needs to locate her own space. She is opening up to know that of which she is, and she knows the path she has taken before is not the proper path for her. But she too must learn to function as an individual standing alone, and she is quite willing to do that. She would never become what you would call a burden as a guest in your home. Where the problem might come in considering those who might dwell with you for a lengthy period of time is that the two energies, Doris and EJ, have not come their full educational path to the point where they can allow themselves to be disattached. When ones dwell within your home, at this point it is impossible for you to detach yourself from those energies and function. And you must be open at all times for our contacts. It will become easier, and it will sort itself out. Do not dwell upon the subject. Of course, others must come through your lives. You are not expected to live as hermits. And I see the ambiguity of the statements, the hypocrisy, if you will, that you should be open and accept and welcome, and yet let us call it discretion, and it will become easier. You are here as teachers and leaders, and those will come to you for teaching and leading. And they will need guidance. But remember that you are still students, and your education will grow. Be patient. Your favorite words. Be patient. We will help. We are here to help. And we have accepted your request that we assist. So be it. Is there another?
Yes, a young man in Glastonbury, England, named Michael Irving.
Oh, yes, yes. We love Michael. Oh, we love Michael. Michael is a joy. Michael searches here and Michael searches there. As your nursery rhyme, Michael searches everywhere. All he wishes to find his way. And in wishing, he bites off more here and more there than there could possibly ever be consumed. Stay in touch with this delightful energy, as he will bring others, not just himself, but he will bring others of great, great importance and input within your circle. Welcome them. And let me say that some of the concerns about what to do with some of those ones who wish to come into your area, your space, if you will, those problems will be dissipated as the funds are made available, where you might make arrangements for their bed and board elsewhere, but nearby. And yes, you will enlarge this dwelling, and there will be more space available. And we would suggest that when you do such, that you build little kitchens, put little facilities, whereby these ones not only can function without intruding upon your space, but so that they might have their space on a temporary basis. There will be many ones coming and going. And if you have filled your space with those who would simply stay, you will have no space for those who need to come and go. So use discretion now, and as the plans unfold, and as the finances are brought forth to you, you can expand with those plans brought into the overall picture. Do you understand what I am saying?
Yes.
Would you wish I stop a moment?
Yes, please.
Have you turned off this recorder? Oberly, are you keeping checks on this recorder used by Dorma?
We may go ahead now.
Are you tending the recorder used by Dorma?
It's okay, we can go ahead now.
Also, all right. Did I answer your last question sufficiently?
Yes, you did. And more than that, quite comfortingly.
We would wish to bring you comfort. We see the confusion, and we see the frustrations. And our wish is that you would have comfort. There is no way to avoid all of the frustrations during this early learning process. It will occur. Know that it will occur.
May we get back to our circle of people?
Yes, if you wish.
One named Penny Travis, who is roughly of our age. And
oh, yes, the little one of the sea. Yes, go ahead.
Can you tell her, can you tell us how she might fit in our circle?
She is another one who plays here and plays there. She is not ready to settle into one game. She will play with her whales for a while. Her energies are so delightful. And she is being opened up to your favorite word, incredible energies. She is experiencing visions that she does not understand. The ancient ones are pulling forth energies that she is beginning to visualize in her meditations, who come to her as holographs, which would appear to be human or physical. Physical is a better word. Some of them appear to be human, some of the ancient brothers. She has a great Indian heritage, if you will. And those energies speak to her, and they speak strongly to her. And she is teased quite frequently by the one you call Carl. Sometimes not quite fairly, but it causes her to think within her own mind and go within herself to search. She will be most important to you because she will be substantially such a support. And as she grows, she will participate more and more. I think probably you were asking about how she fits in with your projects, specifically those ones that would fit into her category of expertise. She cannot separate the story because it must not be separated. And it bothers her, troubles her greatly, that no one will separate the story and fragment it. This story of Sipapu is not meant to be fragmented. Yes, later, tentacles of that story may be taken and enlarged upon. But that story must be done in its whole. Not lengthily. One must take that story. And as you see, you can read it within a 2-hour period of your time. It can be made into a delightful story from which others can be drawn. And when those who try to separate it finally see the whole, it will become quite clear what is necessary to be done. The truth held within the pages is startling to ones who are nearing receptivity of these teachings or who already are aware of these teachings. And therefore they see the mammoth picture and they say it cannot be done. It can be done in a beautiful way that can later be magnified in segmented portions, which would be easily digested by the masses. The impact must be such from the first one. A story told that causes those ones viewing to go forth and research. And that is why it is being made available to you, the information, to satisfy their inquiries. The original story must not be fragmented. Is this clear to you, or do we need to discuss it further? I feel questions still.
I don't think there are more questions at this time. May you tell us about Marcella.
Are you speaking of Marcella who comes in the form of a black?
Yes.
Marcella builds her little wall and says she does not see it all. Marcella sees it all. Marcella's energy comes from one of the very highest dimensions. She has come back to this plane and brought with her what she considers to be some of the largest odds against herself, so that she might learn how one can grow above these negatively perceived odds. She is precious. She is filled with wisdom and understanding and compassion. She also comes from the ancient ones, from the past eons of time. She is connected to the most high of the ancient ones. And I see you mentally refer to the ring which was given to you. Cherish it. It was given with such open knowledge that it will be a while yet before you understand the full value of that gift from that one. We look for our manifestations as we perceive them to be. They are rarely as they appear to be. Does that whet your appetite and curiosity?
Of course.
Let it be. Let it suffice to know she is special.
That's all of the questions on our list.
My, is the list shorter today?
Yes, the list is shorter today, so that we don't abuse the instrument.
The instrument is resting very well. She may not rest so well when she starts to type with her fingers. This has been very suitable. This is the growth. This is the place where we had not hoped to be so soon. Yes, it is.
Thank you for today.
You are most welcome. We come in love and joy, and we are pleased when you call upon us to join you. Know that there is always an energy there for you. I most enjoy the time spent with you. But I will now take my leaves and return to my duties and allow you to continue with yours. I leave you in love. And today, may I say, I take my leave because I'm not having interference from the instrument. She hears and she smiles. But I do not have to simply take my leave today. I could continue for quite a while.